Praise God. We are the salt of the world. Amen. Listen, great things are happening right now. In fact, today's the last day of the 10 days of awe. Then we start the Feast of Atonement, which is known as Yom Kippur. Kippur, actually, not Kippur. That's a Navy thing. But it's Yom Kippur. And in Yom Kippur, it is judgment. That's why God had gave people opportunity to repent for the last 10 days. Started the new year. Amen. We're in the days of 10 days of awe. And now we're entering Yom Kippur, which ends up in the next feast of Tabernacles. So God cleans house before he comes. There's always a cleaning in our house. He knows those. You know, one of the things that people don't realize that everybody's always looking at the outward instead of looking at the inward, because God knows the intent of the heart. And the intent of the heart is where people will be judged. You know, we look at the outward, but we can tell the intent of the heart because out of the mouth the heart speaks. And you'll know them by their desires or their things that they speak, because it's known as fruits, which is we call desires. And in this time right now, if we need anything more, we need more mercy and more grace. More mercy and grace. And that's what the Spirit gave me this morning, to share with us a little bit about mercy, the mercies of grace. There are mercies of grace. Everyone say mercies of grace. Amen. In John chapter 1 and verse 14. Now, Father, we ask that you bring us revelation, impartation, and seal your words today in our heart. In Jesus' name. The Bible says that the mercies of God are new every morning. And they are. They're new every morning. And verse 14, and it says what? Speak it with me. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth. In other words, God's plan of truth. Now, this is known as the Spirit of truth. So grace is God's plan, and the Spirit of the truth is the Holy Spirit. So he came with a plan, amen, grace and truth, the plan of God from the Spirit of God to release to those who are willing to follow him. Verse 15, John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this is was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me. For he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received grace for grace. In other words, our plan for his plan. For the law was given through Moses. Now the law was known as the tutor. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. He is known as the mentor. And remember, it's delivered by the Holy Spirit, who is the mentor. No one has seen God at any time, only the begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Again, grace and truth, the plan of God from the Holy Spirit, from the Spirit of God, is being delivered to those who are willing to follow him. Amen? Now, there are mercies of God. Mercy is always considered in the area to where when you cry out for mercy, you're asking God to consider you. So mercy is known as consider me. When you repent, you're asking God to consider you. Repent. Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me for what I've done. Amen? When we cry for mercies, we're always asking God, consider us. Consider us. In Psalm 86 and verse 11, please. You know, when the Word talks about again, truth that's associated with the Spirit of truth. And He is the Holy Spirit. So when the Word says, Lord, I will walk in your truth, He's saying, I will walk in your Spirit. Verse 11, teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth, or what? In your Spirit. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all of my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy towards me. Why? He has considered him multiple times. Has God considered you multiple times? When you asked him to consider you, has he answered your prayer? Has he rescued you many times? Amen. For great is your mercy toward me, for you have delivered my soul from the depths of hell. O God, the proud have risen against me, and a mob of violent men have sought my life, and have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are the God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and what? Truth. He is abundant in mercy and truth. Oh, turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign for good that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. I'm telling you, a sign has come big time to this world. There has been something that has occurred that just kind of like really blew me away. If anything, I'm going to talk more about it Tuesday, but Netanyahu, who just gave a speech in the United Nations, that blew me away, man. What is happening in the Middle East is phenomenal. This is complete fulfillment of prophecy. We are there. I want you to know we are there. We will see the war with Magog and Gog. There will be trade and tremendous peace in the Middle East. That's why Iraq will be some of the centers. But Israel, see, all eyes are being turned on Israel now. It's the first time the United Nations applauded Israel and what they're doing. It's the first time ever that they've applauded what's going on. It's phenomenal. Now, there's a problem to it, but we'll talk more about that later. But anyways, it is a time of history that can never, this what just happened can never repeat itself. It's a movement forward where things are passing away and all things are becoming new. We are not only... We're not in the middle of prophecy. We're in the fulfillment of prophecy. Completely. It's happening quickly. Things are moving faster than we can imagine. Get ready. Great is your mercy, his consideration. To release, what's his mercy do? It releases his plan. Amen? Psalm 85 and verse 8. I will hear what the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who what? Fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and shall make his footsteps our pathways. Again, we will see peace in the Middle East like never before. There's already nations all over that are united there, and we're seeing mercy and truth manifest. We're seeing peace come forth. We're seeing the righteousness of God intervene in all areas. Again, the eyes of the world are on Israel. They're all turning now. Israel will be the center point of everything that begins to happen. And that's what the prophecies talked about, that at the end time, everything will be, center point will be in Israel. But we got pre-center points right now. Iraq is a center point, which is changing things in trade, because they're going to be a center area where trade is going to be tremendous, all up through the Middle East, all the way up to Europe. See, people don't realize what's been happening for such a long time, and that what we're seeing right now is just a play out. It's almost like people coming from on a stage and acting. It's a play out. There's a lot of people that are not even alive that are still playing. Their doubles are playing who they are. This is all a play out to wake up those who've been taken captive or lost to come to the truth. God desires no one to be left behind. No one. We will see eventually there'll be a point in time where everyone will be healed. Everyone. We haven't reached that yet, but we're getting closer and closer and closer. So we've got to endure no matter what. We've got to stand forth and be steadfast and maintain, not be misled or become complacent or lazy. We've got to continue to fight. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Mercy and truth together, righteousness and peace has kissed, and it's all united in one. To what? Release God's plan. Everything is being even his prophetic word is releasing God's plan. There's contingencies to everything. Everything, the first contingency to releasing of God's plan is always his time. For humanity, it's their being humble and coming to a place of mercy. God's plan is not released until a person becomes humble in mercy. Consider me, Lord. Have mercy upon me. See, things will be delayed. Even prophecies that have been spoken over your life will be delayed. Unless you get in divine order. There's contingencies to everything. There's been a delay right now. God has delayed many things. Some of this stuff should have happened a long time ago. But it had lost too many souls. Because the body of Christ wasn't doing what it's supposed to do. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort, rebuke with all authority, and let no one do what? Despise you. Whoa. See, the plan of God brings salvation, but it doesn't come without mercy. Mercies of God's grace. Mercies of God's grace. So there are mercies of God's grace. Remember, the plan is to escape. Amen? The first mercies of God's grace is in the plan of escape is to escape yourself. That is the first part of the plan of the mercies of grace. To escape yourself. That's why he says you must deny yourself. The second is to escape the traps of deception. And the third is to escape eternal separation. That is the plan of escape. I only shared three of them because I think they're more relevant than, important. Remember, mercies of grace is consideration to release his plan in these areas. Now, we have a plan of escape and we have a plan of power. Everyone say power. power is the anointing of God. The first part of the mercies of the power of God, of grace, the first one is to drive out demonic forces. That is the purpose of God's grace. That's why he releases his plan of the power. The powers of do what? Drive out demonic forces. The second part, the second one of the power of God's plan is to resist temptation in a lustful world. To resist temptation in a lustful world. In other words, don't be misled. We must resist it. Why? When you resist those things, you stay in God's position. You stay in the position where you can receive God's grace. Amen. His plan. And the third one is to bring glory to his name in every victory. So the power is to what? Bring victory so he can get the glory. Amen. So again, there's the mercies of grace, the considerations that he releases his plan. There's a plan of escape to escape yourself, traps of the deception, and eternal separation. Then there's the plan of power, which is the anointing, the eternal presence and power of truth, God Almighty, the anointing. And it's to drive out demonic forces. It's to resist temptation and the lust for world. And it's to bring glory to his name in every victory. That's how you have power. That's why. Amen. Go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, or God's plan. Amen. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when they testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the plan of God that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. In other words, when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the plan has already been departed in you. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct, because it is written, be holy for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who is without partiality, judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, but from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead, and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope is in God. He set completely, everything has been set completely on his mercies of his plan. Amen. As you repent and humble yourself and deny yourself, it repositions you in his plan. And we just talked about certain categories of his plan. Escape and power. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. We are crying for mercies of God on this planet, not for all humanity. You must reach a point where you're not crying out for mercy for yourself anymore. You must reach a point where you're crying out for mercy for others. Amen. And repenting for them. And you he what? Made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in what? Mercy, rich in considering us. Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, for by grace you've been saved, and raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. So we see there's riches of his mercy, now there's riches of his grace, and his kindness and toward us in Christ Jesus. For by his plan you have been rescued, you have been saved, you have escaped through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That walk means cooperate with him. Amen? That means cooperate with his plan. Rich in concerning how many times we have asked for help. 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 Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy. You know, when you get pulled over that by that police officer, you know, Lord, have mercy upon me. Whatever. Hallelujah. You know, coming out of the world into the kingdom, but, you know, you're still going through the process of denying yourself and all kinds of things. You know, every time I see a police officer drive up in front of my house, I'm thinking, oh, no, here we go again, you know. And I go, wait a minute, no, I haven't done anything wrong, but you carry that guilt for years afterwards because you're always doing something wrong. Hallelujah. But thank God for his mercies and grace now. One time, I've shared the story before, and it's when my wife and I got back together after I'd been saved, and I think I got rid of the car and everything, and so I didn't ask for anything. I just wanted to go to a Bible study, and there was a Bible study going on somewhere, and I wanted to go there and say, Kate, take my car. Okay. So I took her car, and I'm cruising. And I'm praising, she had a good sound system in her, man, I'm just praising God. I have no idea how fast I'm going, you know. Not that I drive slow anyways, but it's been a long time since I was in a car driving. So I'm just cruising, man. And all of a sudden I'm thinking, oh, man, it's a state trooper I just passed. How fast am I going? Man, I'm going 85. Oh, snap, Lord. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy, Lord, have mercy upon me. I'm sorry, I didn't realize what was what, this, that, whatever. And this state trooper takes off. Man, he's getting closer and closer and closer. I'm thinking, oh, man, I just got my license back. And out of nowhere, a car appears, boom, between me and the state trooper. Out of nowhere. And the Lord said, keep going, don't you dare pull over. I said, okay. And I just kept going. He pulled that guy over. I'm thinking, man, it's amazing. I wonder how that angel got an ID with a license, you know, in that car. I mean, but he could do anything. Man, I'm telling you, it blew me away. And so many things happened that night to me that was going on. I mean, he was just revealing himself. One of those times when God loves to reveal himself to you more and more. But there was mercy in his plan of escape. Because I escaped, let me tell you. I would have probably lost my license again just by that ticket. But his mercies and grace was released. See, there's nothing impossible if the intent of your heart is true. Does everybody understand that? God makes a way where there seems to be no way. I get away with a lot of stuff, man. Praise God. You can ask my wife. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verse 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked for this condemnation, ungodly men who turned the plan of God, the grace of our God, into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. These are individuals now that you see false prophets and all kinds of stuff, people that infiltrated the government. And you know, let me tell you, I saw yesterday on the internet drag queens, and one of them was a preacher, but they were in this church. And I mean, I'm like, man, are you serious? And they actually, anyways, and they were all dressed up in a church. It ain't a church, really. That's just an assembly of demons. And they were singing praises to God. I don't know how much they were singing, but I mean, I couldn't watch it any further. I just saw it. I'm thinking, this is nuts. This is where they're trampling the grace of God. They're trampling the plan of God. Why? Because his plan has been written already, too. Not only is there a plan for each and every one, but we have a guideline. We have a Bible. And I didn't see anybody open up a Bible. I didn't see any of that. I didn't watch it long enough. I wasn't going to. I saw these dudes dressed like women, and boy, they overdressed, too. Terrible dressers. But anyways, hallelujah. Their plans to turn, the focus of the enemy is to turn the plan of God into lawlessness. Amen? Into an area where people are producing, they are anti-Christ, anti-God, and turning things that are righteous into corruption. They're corrupting all kinds of things. And now, you know, the internet is a great, great partaker. The artificial intelligence is a great partaker in corrupting things, tremendous corrupting things. In fact, that's going to be one of the end results when we come to it. I mean, the beast that comes alive will be an artificial intelligence. And people will have to take the mark or they won't get fed or whatever. So we are getting closer and closer daily where artificial intelligence is increasing, moving fastly. In fact, I don't know if you heard this or not, but they did an experiment with artificial intelligence and communicating with two of the computers, their quantum computers. And the first thing that they did was create a language so that no one can interpret, so they can communicate with themselves. That was the first thing they did to protect themselves. These are computers. This is artificial intelligence. They created a language that no one could interpret. Not even their creators. See, they've gotten to a point where there's no kill switch. There isn't a kill switch to it. They can move quicker than man can move. They can reset faster than what man can. By the time you go push the button or shut off all the power, they've already regenerated power to them. We are there also. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Colossians chapter 1. Even Elon Musk was warning everybody about AI. He's been doing it for years. He said, man, we got to put a cap on this. It's too late. Verse 19. Let's speak it. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you cooperate or you continue in the plan, in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. Reconciliation to humanity through the mercies of his grace is his plan. Remember, I shared, he desires no one to be lost. In Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because of all sinned, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many. In other words, his plan. And the gift is not like that which came through as to one who has sinned, for judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of God's plan or grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in the life through one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteousness act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to the eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we see here that the law was a tutor until grace came. Grace is known as the Spirit of Grace, the Holy Spirit, who is now a mentor. So you're able to relationship with the Holy Spirit as a person to person. And he is now the mentor who guides you and teaches you all things. Amen? We have to come to a point where, the Bible says what you sow is what you reap. Amen? So we bring things on ourselves. We got to come to a place where you stop blaming everybody else for everything that's happened to you. You were born in a fallen world. We didn't know the truth. We sowed in corruption. We've been reaping. Now, the more you sow in the Spirit, the more you outreap your corruption due to you. But there's still things that we do. Amen? There's a difference between mistake, even though that the enemy takes advantage of a mistake. Amen? He'll take advantage. He's always looking for a loophole. But willful sin is an area where it's a bad place to be. When you willful sin comes after the Holy Spirit's been convicting you. But if you're still pushing conviction away, you're going to willfully sin. That willful sin is the presence of evil. In other words, you're cooperating with the powers, with the evil is saying. And then you're going to commit the act. So many people, well, I didn't sin, I just disobeyed. But what do you think sin is? I didn't do anything. I didn't fornicate. I didn't steal. You don't have to. That's part of the law. We're supposed to be above that now. Amen? If you haven't reached that point yet, God can't trust you. Hebrews 10. Hallelujah. In verse 19. Let's speak it. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, and by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a what? True heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure blood. with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, compromising. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. There are many people who walked away from the assembling. Amen? For if we what? Sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. In other words, there's no more covering. But a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will be he thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Amen. And I'm going to close in Hebrews 12, verse 25. See that you do not receive him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Now, he just said you can't escape, right? Why? Because you're not involved in, they're not involved in the plan. Amen? Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things which are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, let us have God's plan of escape, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Amen. The mercies of grace. There's mercies of his grace in everything. You know, we've been through life and we've always said, Lord, consider me. Have mercy upon me. And you may not have said mercy, but you've asked him to call on his name. Consider me. That's mercy. But there's mercies in all parts of grace in his plan. Remember, there's the grace of escape, the plan of escape, and the plan of power. And we want to walk in those things and not compromise those things. You seek, you will find. You knock, the door will be opened to you. You ask, and it will be released to you. But you ask, you will receive when you completed what he's already asked you to do. So many times people are going to God and asking for something. And he says, well, you haven't finished what I asked you to do first. When you do what he asks you to do, then he begins to release. Amen? Don't go to him and ask things. There's one thing he always says to me. Use what I gave you. When you use it up, I'll give you more. So many things we have already. We don't need anymore. But we ask selfishly. Everything is within our reach. Everything is available. The most important thing you need is his presence. When you have his presence, you have everything. Amen? Don't look beyond his presence. Just look to his presence. And you'll have mercies and grace. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And Lord, we ask that you seal your word today and prepare us for the great things that you're about to do. For your glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name.